Hey Bulldogs, it's Nina Viglianti, and welcome to this week's episode of Beyond the Tassel. I am a sport and exercise physiology major of DeSales Class of 2025, and I am excited to be hosting this podcast with the purpose of reconnecting with our alumni and informing DSU students about the endless possibilities beyond graduation. Get ready to be inspired by our stories of our alumni and learn valuable insights from their career journeys. Now it's time to introduce this week's guest. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Beyond the Tassel. On this very special edition, we actually have one of our students, Daniel. Would you like to introduce yourself to us?
Hi, my name is Daniel O'Connell. I am an alumni of DeSales University. I graduated in 2015, and I am now practicing law as a personal injury attorney for the great firm of McCann, Dillon, Jaffe & Lamb here in Philadelphia. And I'd like to thank you for having me on the podcast today.
Of course, I'm very excited because we haven't had a lawyer on the podcast in a very long time. So this is one of our main branches of things. We have the criminal justice area, but it's not very talked about a lot on the podcast. So I'm very excited to have you on. So my main question is, how did you like DeSales and how did you get started with finding that you wanted to do law and things like that? Like, how did DeSales help you?
Sure. So I loved my time at DeSales. I was able to play lacrosse there. I had an internship. I was the student promotion coordinator at the Duck. So I had a wide net of things to learn, whether that be personal or in career growth. I was a dual major for business marketing and sports administration. My original goal was to be a sports agent, but I took business law with Professor Chris Kokoza, and he was a inspiration to me. I loved that class. And that's when I really started to take the idea of being an attorney seriously. I spoke with him. He explained to me the steps you have to take to get into law school, such as taking the LSATs and applying. And the snowball kind of just rolled from there. And here I am today. I know there's two aspects of law that's provided at DeSales University, one being the business law and the other being the criminal justice department. Both have amazing avenues that you can succeed in your careers. I actually was a district attorney during law school as an assistant district attorney through the certified legal intern program in Delaware County. So the practice of law has many different avenues. So it's not all the same. And all of them can be rich and rewarding for the people that practice them. And that's kind of what I saw in my time in business law at DeSales. And that continued to be shown to me as I progressed in my education career.
Wow. You've had a very long but successful journey for DeSales and then through graduate school. Where did you go to graduate school?
I went to Delaware Law School. It is a Widener University campus in North Wilmington, Delaware. It was a rough transition going from undergraduate to graduate school. There is a lot of differences, but DeSales really set me up for success in the basics of how to study, how to do tests, how to work hard. And that's something that you need to succeed if you're going to go to graduate school.
I 100% agree. We have a lot of people that are actually looking to grad schools right now. Since I'm a junior, we have a lot of people kind of looking to see like where their avenues are and where they want to go. So that's actually very insightful to say. But here, just like the transition is going to be hard, but with your experience, it's definitely worth it, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. A question I have, you mentioned an internship. Did the career services kind of help you find that internship, or did you find it through your major, and how did that kind of go forth? How did that happen?
The career services office is definitely always available. I know that. So my program was, I was an employee of Sodexo, who was running the Duck at the time, and Rich Jacoby was the general manager then. I believe they had posted flyers and such about an opening. I believe they were trying to do it every other year, get a new intern in. And DeSales really does a good job of propping up the internal departments amongst each other. The career development helps the people in the food services get their word out that they were looking for an intern. learn. So I think one of the things that I would stress to students at DeSales is take advantage of all the free resources that the school provides you. You pay a lot in tuition, like every other college. Make sure you're getting your money's worth. There's a lot of programs in the college that help you grow your career, your education, and a lot of people don't take advantage of that. They just go to class and then do their own work, and then they graduate, and they never really grow more than just learning their education.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of resources on campus and off campus that we can definitely take advantage of. One of the things that we do have is like the career closet that has like free clothes for students that need it for interviews or internships and things like that. And I don't know if that was there when you were there, but that's definitely one of the free resources we've been trying to like tell people. And especially since you are a lawyer, like some people in the criminal justice program or wherever trying to get some of those government positions. We highly stress that, like, you dress for success, I guess you could say. And I definitely think that using the free resources, whether that be that or whether it be the tutoring services to get better help with things to academic success and things like that, like, it's definitely you need to take advantage of it.
For as much as it shouldn't matter, professional appearance does matter when you enter the real world. How you dress, how you your hygiene, everything, that it puts off an outward image, and nobody wants to admit it, but everybody makes snap judgments when you first see somebody. Now, how much you weigh those initial thoughts really changes person to person. But if you're dressed in your Sunday hang around the house clothes as an attorney, the client's not going to pick you to be their attorney. They're going to pick the guy in the sharp suit with the nice watch, the nice car, because that's what you expect from your attorney. If you had a doctor walk in the room wearing sweatpants and a stain on his shirt, would you really want him performing the surgery on you? So the career closet offering the dress is really important for some of the students who don't have the financial needs at this time to put that good image forward, but they're a great student, a great worker, and that's not fair. So it's great that DeSales evens the playing field a little bit in that interview process.
Yeah, for sure. We even do like our mock interviews, which is where I'm sitting right now in our mock interview room. And we've had some students actually do like law school interviews in here. We have like curated questions from resources outside of here that we think some people would have asked. And that's how we get people sometimes started on their law school kind of transition in their journey, I guess, going to think of where they want to go, what they want to do, what they want to specify, and things like that.
Yeah, I really think it's a great setup that you guys have there for the career development. And like you said, it gets better every year. The students that help and work in there are always building upon what the past generations and the past classes have left. And that's a really good way to continue to grow and continue to get better as a community of DeSales.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, one question I want to ask is how did you get involved in more of like the injury law sort of like your main field? Like, how did you get involved in that?
So when I graduated law school, I started taking a bunch of interviews, and initially I wanted to get into corporate law and the business law side, but the Delaware bar is a monster. It is a very hard test to take. I passed the Pennsylvania bar, and I told myself I was gonna go back and take the Delaware bar, but life happened. I started working, bought a house, got married, had a kid. And the personal injury way is a really good way to make a good living. And it really just requires hard work. And if you just work hard enough, you should be able to support you and your family. And that's something my main goal right now is just developing my career so that I can put a good foundation for my wife and the child.
That's really good to hear. I know there's a lot of specifications that go into law school. Were you nervous at all going into it? Were you at points just like unsure about what you wanted to do with the law, whether that be what field you wanted to go to, or was it more just like kind of smooth sailing?
So I definitely didn't have a set path or a set road, but after taking Professor Kokoza's class, I had also had the opportunity to go to a keynote speaker on campus at DeSales University, and it was George Neubauer. At the time, he was the CEO of B. Braun Medical Company, and he was giving his background or resume, and he had a MBA and a JD, so a master's in business administration, as well as a Juris Doctorate. He was not a lawyer, but the man made 30 something million dollars a year. So I decided that more education couldn't be bad for developing my career. I thought that I had what it takes for the intelligence as well as the hard work or the effort that you have to put in. And that's the one thing that I think I would like to stress the most about going to law school is even if you don't think you are the smartest person in each class or you're uber brilliant genius, if you're willing to put in the hard work and the effort, I think that you can do it.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like a lot of people just need to have that motivation, especially right now. We're almost at finals week. So like having that motivation and that end goal in mind really helps a lot of people, especially me, like figure out, okay, this is how I should get there. Like I got to commit to the plan, commit to the script. Everything is going to work out, even if it's a little different and it doesn't seem like how it's supposed to be projected. Like you'll get to where you are supposed to be.
Yeah, the old saying, shoot for the moon, and if you miss, you'll land amongst the stars. I think if you set high goals and try really hard, even if you don't reach those goals, you're going to end up in a better place than if you were static and just complacent with a mediocre effort.
Right. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people definitely sometimes stay static, but if you expand, you'll definitely be where you're supposed to be. I do have a question for you. You did say that you played lacrosse. Do you think that kind of helped you, like being an athlete in college, helped you to stay more motivated into your career?
So I believe that athletics or some sort of organized function from a very young age is important for developing the mindset to succeed in the current society that we have. I was coaching seventh graders in lacrosse in my hometown of Springfield, Delaware County for a while. And coaching and playing sports, you start to realize that there's a lot more than just playing the game. There's camaraderie, there's teamwork, there's relationships made. And also, you have to learn how to take instruction, how to take criticism, how to lose. Some things don't always work out. Sometimes you try as hard as you can and you still fail. And learning that at a young age, I think, is very important. And going into college, you start to learn how to balance life priorities. You have a heavy schedule of practice, film, lifting, but you also have to keep your grades up in order to keep playing. And that kind of really mirrors the real world where you have more than just one thing that is a high priority. You have your job, you have the housekeeping, you have your family, and playing a sport or dance or some sort of theater, any organized function that really puts obligations on the younger generations, and they have to follow through in order to get a rewarding internal satisfaction. I think that's very important for the development of a successful citizen in our society.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I feel that even trying just get involved in on campus with any sort of club, any sort of organization, any sport, like it definitely helps to stay motivated and to keep yourself kind of accountable for the things that you do, especially having that set routine and having the set plans for when you're going to study, how you're going to study, things like that. So, my last question for you, well, kind of a question, I guess. What would be your biggest advice? What's the best advice you could give for any student, kind of any student, any major kind of going through the same things, like figuring out what they want to do or figuring out how they want to go th about things, graduate school, things like that, like your biggest piece of advice?
I think one thing that younger people need to realize and understand is you don't know everything, and that's okay. But you do need to know what you don't know. People often will try the fake it till you make it path, and that can have some bad consequences. And it's usually because people are too prideful to admit that they don't know something. We're all not perfect. And when you enter a work field, you are brand new. There's some things that just cannot be learned in school, and you need years of experience in order to understand them. My bosses graduated law school in 91. I was born in 92. They have more experience being an attorney than I do breathing. So to think that I know better than them is immature and wrong. There may be some topics that I am correct, but I think our generation and the generation below us and your generation, we really need to understand that you're not perfect and you need to learn, but that's okay. Nobody was perfect when they started. Just put in the effort, be willing to be coachable and learnable, take advice and have some thick skin. The advice isn't always going to come in packaged in rainbows and bows and flowers. Sometimes it's going to be rough, but take that in, internalize it, learn from it, and don't make the same mistakes again. Just keep working hard and move forward. And like I said, know that it is okay to ask for help and to learn from someone who does know more than you. You don't have to be perfect.
Exactly. I 100% agree with that. You don't really need to be like, you don't have to be perfect. You could just do your best and you'll land where you need to land. This is the end of the episode. This is our end. Thank you so much for allowing me to talk to you. I really had a lot of insight gained, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your probably very busy day of being an attorney to speak with me. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having the opportunity to come on. And in the future, if you or any of your listeners ever have a need for an attorney, give me a call. We do free case consultations, even if it isn't personal injury. If you have a need for an attorney, I would love to help out students of DeSales, get you in touch with a attorney that can help you. So if you ever need anything at all, please just look me up, give me a call. I'll help out as best as I can.
Thank you so much. Thank you once again for tuning into today's episode of Beyond the Tassel. It is our honor to present the success stories of our DeSales alumni via podcast. If you are a DeSales alumni and would like to be a guest on the show, you can contact melanie.vallone at desales.edu. And if you are currently a DeSales student and would like to connect with an alumni in your field, you can contact kathy.krause at desales.edu. Until next time, Bulldogs.